What's new for William McDowell?
Well, we're really excited because this latest project that we did is called Withholding Nothing. And it's what we did with this. We were having a number of you just had to be there moments around the world and around the country where we were trying to explain, you know, the presence of God in a particular moment or how the night of worship was a particular night. And so what we ended up doing was with this project, we recorded a brand new project along with a DVD. And so literally it's 3 hours of worship. And it's absolutely incredible. So the goal was with the DVD to capture what it looks, feels, and sounds like when the invisible God shows up in a room and people respond. And I think that was done extremely well. I'm extremely excited about this project. And then the declaration Withholding Nothing, which is the lead single as well, has just kind of been sweeping the body of Christ wherever we've been. We've just seen something absolutely incredible happening with that. And so we're really, really excited about this new project. I think it's our best one yet.
To take a project like that, to title it Withholding Nothing, where were you trying to go with this?
Well, you know, ultimately, I think if you have followed, you know, the declarations that we've been making over the past number of years, they kind of all lead to the same place, which is the posture of surrender before God. And so ultimately, you know, with this, the goal is that you immerse people in his presence to the point where they get a glimpse of him and ultimately respond with the posture of surrender. And so I think that, you know, ultimately we're always trying to end at the same place. We're open before God, you know, in worship. It's whatever he wants. And so we surrender. That's the posture of surrender.
Is there a give myself away on that album?
We in the medley of Withholding Nothing that night, there was a portion of that included, but ultimately what really drove this particular night was the declaration Withholding Nothing. Withholding Nothing was originally written to be a new part of I Give Myself Away, but the Lord breathed on it in such a way that it became its own unique declaration. It stands on its own, but the declarations and the posture are similar, and so it's a part of a medley, a greater medley that takes place that night.
You are one of the premier worship leaders in the country. How does one get themselves prepared to go on stage or to just be in front of the church to get others into that worship mood?
Well, I think it's the recognition and realization that you're not anything special. You know, there comes a point in your journey, the closer you get to God, the more he reveals himself to you, the more you recognize that it is by his grace and by his mercy that he chooses you because he's sovereign. And the unique thing about his sovereignty, and the fact that he's a self-sufficient God is the fact that he doesn't need any of us, but he chooses to use us. And so, that's one posture that we have, that it's an attitude of gratefulness or being used by God. I think the second thing that's vitally important for us to understand is that the greatest worship leader that ever lived never led a service or a song service or anything, and that's Jesus Christ himself. And the reason I call him the greatest worship leader that ever lived is because the Bible says that when he died, the veil of the temple was rent, meaning or torn, meaning that he forever gave us access to the Father. And so because he forever gave us access to the Father, we're not actually leading people into the presence of God. Jesus did that already. We're leading people into the awareness of his nearness, which is a different kind of perspective. And so it causes us not to labor and work and strive to get to a place that Jesus already gave us access to. And so I think ultimately what that leads us to do then is to change our paradigm from being a worship leader to a lead worshiper. But that's any of us. You know, and so as the Lord uses not only me, but several others, you know, Sunday after Sunday and church after church, he could choose anyone to do what I'm doing. And so ultimately, I just continue to be in a posture of humility and gratitude that he chose me for this season. But I also recognize that if I get off track, he'll raise up another.
In the world of social media, how can we follow William McDowell?
Well, that's easy. On Twitter, it's @William McDowell. And on Facebook, it is William McDowell Gospel, Facebook William McDowell Gospel. And, of course, we have a website as well, williammcdowellmusic.com.
Ever been on stage or ever been introduced as William, I give myself away McDowell?
No. I try to get to people ahead of time. And, you know, in worship, I generally ask them that they don't do bios and they don't do all that stuff. That stuff is for print. Because ultimately what ends up happening is when you do that kind of thing, it takes people's focus and puts it on you, and you spend the next 10 or 15 minutes trying to get it back on God. So I try my best to try to get the people and say, let's keep the introductions real small and brief so that we can be focused on the Lord by the time we get on stage.
With all you've done, how can you be so humble?
Well, it doesn't. You know, it's really interesting that you asked that question. And I understand that pride is the original sin that took Lucifer out. And so I don't, you know, think about that in a prideful manner or anything like that. But ultimately, when you are aware of the grace of God in your life and you're aware of the mercy of God in your life and you're intimately acquainted with every reason why you shouldn't be used by God, it keeps you in a place of gratitude and ultimately before Him, humility.
William,
humility is the posture before God, not before men.
It has been a blessing just talking to you. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, and everything that you put your hands on. We want to thank you for joining us and being a part of the Gospel Spotlight.
We are honored. So glad to be with you.
It is our guest, William McDowell, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.